In Oxford, Mississippi, Tom Franklin and Beth Ann Finley both write and teach writing at Ole Miss. Tom, a novelist, is best known for Crooked Letter, Hell at the Breach, and other works of fiction containing considerable violence and cruelty. Beth Ann is a lyric poet, mother of their three children, but almost as well known for her tender letters to a friend who was expecting, Great with Child. They decided to write Tilted World together, alternating chapters. All marital projects are perilous, from raising children to choosing wallpaper. But writing a novel? Writing couples occasionally collaborate, true, but usually it is something like Will and Ariel Durant's The Story of Civilization, not a novel that is part action thriller, part romantic drama. They had their doubts. Tom can be a procrastinator, missing deadlines sometimes by many months. Beth Ann is organized, punctual. Can this project succeed? It worked very well, with the two writers alternating their chapters. Here's the setup. In April 1927, the Great Flood is threatening. The Mississippi is full to bursting, and it continues to rain. Will the levees hold? Many, especially children, have already been evacuated from the Delta. Into this scene come Ham Johnson and Ted Ingersoll, revenue agents undercover, reporting to Herbert Hoover in charge of flood relief. He will soon be president. Their mission is to find a moonshine still out in the country near fictional Hobnob, Mississippi, north of Greenville, where some very tasty, high-quality whiskey is being made, and track down the killers of two revenue agents sent before them. Ham and Ing are seasoned tough guys, incorruptible. They had served together in the trenches in World War I at Verdun. After the armistice, they remained a team, tracking down gangsters, mainly violators of the Volstead Act, which everyone knew in 1927 was on borrowed time. At a general store near Hobnob, they come upon a bloody scene. A young, desperate couple have been shot while robbing the store, and their infant baby lies on the floor, now orphaned. Ing will not leave the baby at an orphanage. He learns of a young woman in the country, Dixie Clay Hollister, who has recently lost her child, Jacob, to scarlet fever. He takes the baby to her. She is, one quickly learns, the operator of the very fine still. Of course, the two, Dixie and Ing, Cobra and Mongoose, one might think, fall in love. Beth Ann writes the chapters from Dixie Clay's point of view and brings her maternal feelings to bear. For Dixie, it is love at first sight. She cherishes the baby, named Willie, savoring the smell of his neck, adoring the wrinkles of fat behind his little knees. Tom writes of the hunt for the murderers. He tells the story of Ham and Ing, the fight to save the levees from the relentless river and from plots to blow them up, which would drown hundreds, but perhaps save towns downstream. The flood will come, as history requires, and the pair have adventures reminiscent of The Last of the Mohegans. Mortal danger, natural and man-made, capture and escape, wounds and healing, and finally a happy ending. No spoiler alert here. Anything else would be obscene. Footnote. In Britain, the publishers have renamed the baby. There, Willie is a naughty word.